Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Grandma is old school. Is that still the best school?
My friend's grandma, for her grandkids' Christmas list, made them fill out a form before they can submit their Christmas wishes, went on Microsoft Word, put in the holly, clip art, Arial font, and it's just Christmas. What are your favorite things? So you had to fill in your favorite breakfast, favorite lunch, favorite dinner, favorite snacks, favorite cake, favorite pie, favorite nuts, favorite ice cream.
Wow.
Favorite snacks. It just goes on and on and on. And until you fill out the form to completion, then you can submit your Christmas
Don't
list.
Don't forget to fill out your paperwork.
Grandpa, where's my present?
Don't forget to fill out your paperwork. You didn't get the paperwork in on time. Sorry, kid.
Yeah.
You would Boy, think, Nana.
And we talked about your kids wanted the Go Wish, right? The app asking what they wanted.
We have a, yeah, there's an app that I had to download. And my husband had a heck of a time. He was like, what? And I go, it's free. Nothing's free. I was like, it's a free app. They've already got everything on there. The links are there. But yeah, that's old school though.
Yeah. Well, that's what Steve would prefer, right?
Absolutely.
Print it off, spreadsheet, sign it up. Yeah. Fill it out.
It's funny. You got that kind of, because his mother's the same way. It's getting later. I need the Christmas lists. Please get me the Christmas lists. Like she wants to know every single thing that everybody needs or wants. My mom never wanted a list. Don't bother. Don't bother with a list because you get what you get and you don't throw a fit.
Wow.
And that's the way it's always been. And even to her grandkids, she's like, good for you. I don't know. Go ask Santa. You're getting what you get from me.
Now that's old school. Mama Jay's like old school. You get what you get.
That's, and you don't throw a fit.
Wow. Has anybody really started holiday shopping? I mean, we just got into November. It's November 6th.
Yeah.
Okay. Halloween just ended. Have you bought anything for anybody yet?
No, but I wait until December 23rd to do most of my Christmas shopping.
Oh, you're a procrastinator.
This is the thing. For me, it's a financial thing, right? Yeah. So you get paid every 2 weeks.
Right, right.
And we got to break down a certain amount of money. Mm-hmm. So you got to start.
Yeah,
you
got a budget.
Because you only have X amount of paychecks until Christmas.
True,
and then thankfully, the other side of the family, we don't get together until after New Year, so we'll have another paycheck before then, so maybe we can shop for them after. I mean, that's the reality of Christmas.
Am I alone? I've actually told my kids, as they've gotten older, okay, yeah, they're in their 20s
Please
now.
Please wait until after Christmas.
After Christmas, we're going to get better deals, and I got another paycheck coming. Am I alone on that?
No.
Man, Halloween done, and everybody's talking about the holiday list already. Hope's friends, Grandma, Google spread it out, all kind of questionnaire for the grandkids. And if you don't fill it out, you're not getting it.
Right.
Quite aggressive, old school there. But grandma wants to know what they want.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with your family and your kids?
You know, it has, over the years, my brother has three kids. Mm-hmm. My sister has three kids. Right. I have three kids.
Right.
Okay. That's a lot of kids to buy for. Plus, we're buying for our own families. So it always seems a little stressful, at least on my end, to have to buy for all of my nieces and nephews. And then for my brother, his wife, my sister, her husband. You know what I mean? And that leads to a lot. Then my parents. So this year, we have a family group text, and they were trying to put a limit. And then my sister-in-law was like, well, why don't we just do a family gift? That way it's a little more affordable for everyone. I go, hey, why don't we not do gifts and just have a meal, a really good meal? Why don't we, you know, because we love karaoke as a family. We'll sing to some music. We'll play maybe some games that the kids like and just be together as a family.
And isn't it right when the kids open, they're so excited to open the presents and then they're like pushed to the side.
Yeah.
It was just the thrill of the opening.
It's just the thrill of the opening. Yeah.
Maybe we should open different size boxes. Just go ooh, ah, and have one big thing.
Because honestly, the kids want for nothing. They're getting way older, so it's harder and more expensive to buy for them. And honestly, I just think, I don't know, we're not Santa. So I think you should get together with your family for a meal, celebrate the holiday. But why do we have to buy for everybody? So I have not heard back from anyone in this text.
Oh, you sent it out to everybody in a text and no one's responded?
Well, because we were all exchanging ideas. We're like, hey, why don't we put a $50 spending limit? My sister-in-law is like, why don't we just do one family gift? And I'm like, why don't we do no gifts?
So our family, we got cut off at 18 and then you were able to go through and now we're doing white elephants as we've all gotten older. So everyone can still get a gift.
White elephants stink though because the kids are all different ages and it ends up a mess and somebody gets stuck with junk they don't want. And then it's just, I don't know. So I just don't think it's necessary anymore.
Well, white elephant can be fun if you say you're buying a humorous gift. But ages might not get it if they're too young. But I agree, young adults get it. And it's just a fun gift. You're not in it for a great gift. It's more of a fun gift. Mm-hmm. So I actually like that idea there of cut off at 18. I told my kids, I'd rather have a memory. Let's do like a trip or go somewhere special.
Did they respond back to you? Because my family hasn't yet.
Halloween's done. Let's start talking about Christmas.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You came up with an app your kids want you to do, and on the Donuts Light text line, they're asking, what was that Christmas list app that you could send to the family across the country? And it is?
Go Wish.
Go Wish. Free download app that kids could put what they want. Also on there, people agree with me, a family vacation, a family memory is better than little gifts. And more ideas are coming in, kind of like your family, about the under 18.
Yeah, this texter said, when our family got too big, we bought any kid under 18 a gift, and then we did gag gifts for the adults. It was really way more fun than buying a gift.
All right, there you go. Hey, thanks for your opinion. We're wide open, 585-252-WBEE. You could call or text. Oh, what about this one? TJ, you really said a good meal for the family for the holidays? Oh, I guess someone else is cooking. Laugh out loud.
Yes,
sorry.
Of course someone else is cutting it.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club. You know, we're talking about gifts already. Yeah, Halloween just ended. I'm still on Reese's Peanut Butter Cup probation, but everybody's talking about Christmas lists and what you want. Isn't it really around Thanksgiving that some of these ideas that are coming up on the Donuts Light text line is, hey, pick one name. Pick one name's an idea, and then that's who you're going to buy for the big families. And have you ever done that around Thanksgiving with that coming up? And then at the end of Thanksgiving, you're like, okay, I got one name. That's who I'm buying for.
Well, we chose names, yes, as adults. Okay. And then our kids went and chose names, which means, you know, that's three gifts I have to buy for other kids. Then I have to buy for the two that I drew. Then for my parents, like, you're still buying a bunch of gifts. And it just didn't matter. It's all gotten quite pricey. And again, the kids are so much older that what you can afford to get them isn't as thrilling. And really, you know what I mean? I don't want anyone, you know, my brother, sister, anybody included, taken away from their household security money. You know what I mean? Like, what's going to, what you can put away in savings, what, you know, you got kids in college and none of that away to buy for me. And I would think that they feel the same way. So let's just have a meal and not buy for each other.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Well, it all depends who's cooking the meal and what the meal is. But I think you can have meals anytime.
I know
you can have meals anytime.
I know you guys are stuck on this meal that I'm going to be cooking.
Well,
okay, what if my brother cooks it? He cooks great.
Here's the thing. You can only afford what you can afford. We all have different budget levels. We all have different income levels. I think the creativity is actually better. You know, just be creative what you're going to give them.
So and make something, my gifts?
You're good at furniture. Maybe get everybody a customized nightstand or something. Paint it up for it. It'd be the Christmas night of nightstands.
Everybody gets a nightstand.
Yes.
I mean, you're very creative. Some of my favorite gifts that I've gotten, my Mima painted me artwork that I have hanging up in my house that I cherish. So maybe you could create some cherishable homemade gifts for all of your family.
So it's not going to be a whole bunch of, oh, I love it.
But it's a gift.
She didn't spend anything. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, see, you're going back to money. Let's take money out of it. If you gave me a nightstand, okay?
I worked hard on.
Yes, then you have for years. It's not like a present that's being thrown in the corner.
This is true.
So I think that's great. One year, my three kids and my wife all got in on Sunday. You know who's my favorite dog out of my rescue dogs? Who is it?
Cheech.
Cheech, my Cheweenie. So my son got me Cheech's face on socks. My wife got me Cheech's faces on boxer shorts. And then my older daughter, my two older daughters chipped in and got Cheech a picture huge on a t-shirt.
So you have full Cheech outfit.
Yes, but they see the theme, the creativity, and no one spent over $20. Mm. So be creative. Don't worry about the budget.
Every year I have to be creative because the budget's never there.
Wow. Man, Halloween, who knows? Rewrap some Halloween candy. I mean, Halloween just got done and we're all focusing on...
Well, you know, it's been about the election now that has passed.
Right, yeah.
You know, now we get, and then we talk a little bit about turkey, but basically it's the holidays. I think it all falls under the same umbrella.
Yeah, it just, boom, boom, it's a timeline. Yeah. Here we go through the calendar.
There we go.
I get it. And I understand you were talked to because you were a little suspicious at the polls yesterday. We'll find out what happened to TJ next. Why was she considered suspicious? TJ Bo, producer Hope, and at the polls yesterday, I was talking to Tammy. I was out at Vision Nissan Greece last night. Mm-hmm. Tammy with an I. She comes up to me. She goes, I got just voted. I came by to sign up for Guitars and Stars tickets. Oh, great to meet you.
Getting a lot done.
Yeah. She was busy. And she goes, I just took my son 18 for the first time to vote.
Yep.
And she was saying at the polls she went to, they made a big deal about it. Hey, first time voting, like clapping like his name and cheering. And we were laughing about that. I go, remember when it was really stricter back in the day?
Yeah.
You know, show the ID. Shh, don't talk to any. I felt when I started voting back in the day, it was really strict. And she goes, no, it was a celebration, a first time voter there. I'm like, interesting.
I didn't know how it was going to be because every polling place is different. Mm-hmm. So Ava's 19. This is her first presidential election that she could vote in and local elections. So I had prepared her to be really quiet and be ready to do this on her own, right? But she panicked when she got in there. We go, we get in our little cubicle there. She stands next to me in the little black box. And she's asking me questions, but she's whispering. And she goes, well, what's taking you so long? And so she's talking to me. And I didn't realize I still had my prescription sunglasses on. So I'm looking 10 types of shady, I guess.
Suspicious?
I'm indoors. Sunglasses on. I'm clearly speaking and pointing to the girl next to me.
Which is your daughter.
Which is my daughter. And then I'm trying to explain to her what the proposition on the back is because she doesn't. And so I'm getting louder and more frustrated because we've been over this.
I go,
please, just take your time. This is not a multiple choice test. Take your time, really read. And the woman came up and she goes, can I ask what you're pointing at? And I go, oh, this is my daughter and it's her first time. And she goes, okay. And she went back and I was like, okay, we got to get this done and we got to get out of here.
But you get nervous.
I got nervous. And with being nervous, I was probably too loud.
Yep.
And then it happened. I think
the sunglasses may have,
that's the problem with prescription sunglasses. You forget you have them on.
You forget you have them on when it's 10 shades darker when you walk inside.
I don't know. I do it all the time. I get in a store and I'm like, ah, shoot. I didn't bring my glasses. I got my sunglasses on. Oh, well.
Have you ever done that? What do they call the transitional ones? Will they go dark and light, dark?
Yeah.
Long? You ever do that?
I probably will in my older age. I don't know. I'm not ready for that yet in my life. I'm not ready.
I've got the glasses case, so I'm like doing the switch when I'm walking in and out. Got to switch out the prescription glasses for the regular glasses.
Well, I didn't bring my purse in because I was like, I don't want to have, a backpack, like my backpack purse.
Oh, that would have been really suspicious.
I know. There was everything. The more I tried not to be suspicious, the more I was suspected.
Sus.
I was being super sus. So I was like, I would be the worst criminal in the history of all criminals, just so everybody knows. I would never get away with anything.
Right. Police would be here every morning.
Oh my God.
You're our first suspect.
God, you're terrible at this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.